Diane Cohen, D-I-A-N-E-C-O-H-E-N. I'm general counsel of the Illinois Policy Institute's Liberty Justice Center, the Public Interest Litigation Center. We are nonprofit and nonpartisan, headquartered in Chicago and Springfield.
So it looks like your next order of business is to track down Kay Hill.
Right. We will serve Ms. Hill appropriately and be back in court on Monday to get down to the merits of this case.
And why did you oppose having her named as a defendant?
Well, we did not believe for injunctive purposes in terms of the asking the judge to declare the meaning of majority means more than half, not the definition that the city and county have taken, which is something more than half. We believe that that is a matter of law, but we'll respect the judge's order and decision and be back here on Monday.
Had you considered at all bringing Hill into the case?
Well, we'll act accordingly in accordance with what the judge has ordered today. So that's how we'll proceed.
But previously, had you considered that and just rejected the idea, or had that thought not crossed your mind?
Well, I think I'll just kind of stand on that. We do believe in terms of the injunctive relief that we sought, which will be dispositive of this case. This case deals with one issue, and that is, what does a statute mean, and what is the import of the meaning of a statute? And that is a question of law for the judge, in our mind, and that is something that the city, who wrote the law, defends in terms of the ordinary meaning giving to a term. And the definition that the city and the county have chosen to give a term majority, which is found in any dictionary you open, and as majority is used around this nation, means more than half, for them to take another, give another meaning and definition to the term majority, such that it deprives Stephen Wayland of his election on the votes of the people, is really the only thing that this is about. It turns on one thing. The city's giving a meaning to a statute that they've enacted that is contrary to the language itself of the law, and frankly, common sense, and also the Illinois Supreme Court law as a determination of what a majority means.
And also the fact that that phrase does not appear in the city code, the 50% plus one?
There is no reference whatsoever to the term 50% plus one vote. You can scour the Illinois election code, the Illinois municipal code, the city of Macomb's special charter from the 1800s, the city of Macomb's ordinance, and you will not find any reference to any term that says 50% plus one vote. What you will find are terms that such as the person receiving the highest number is the winner. You will find terms that say a majority is the winner. And under any construction of those terms, you will not find it will not lead you to the conclusion that it means they mean anything other than more than half. And so, no, they're nowhere to be found. And this, frankly, from what we've seen, the city and the county don't dispute that.
So is it safe to say that they've given you guys the runaround, essentially, from as I've gone through today and read through over and over, the complaint, it's been, numerous, countless times that they have deferred from one person to another.
Well, you can imagine, on February 27th, Stephen Wayland went to this courthouse to receive the results from that election, he along with other candidates in that race. And the clerk handed out the results, and the results showed that he had won a majority of the votes in that election. He won one more than Ms. Hill, but that was enough to win the majority of the votes. Stephen Wayland went to bed that night thinking that he had won the election, and other people had been congratulating him. When he woke up that morning, he read in the paper that the city was saying not so fast. Excuse me, the city was saying not so fast. We have a different definition of majority. You are not the winner, and we're going to subject you to another election. Stephen Wayland, who, by the way, is a hardworking college student, he goes to school full time, he holds down two jobs, he is active in this community, wants to serve, loves the city of Macomb so much that he wants to serve it for the next 4 years. What did he do in the midst of all of this? He started his journey coming to this courthouse, talking to the city clerk, also going to the city building as well. What is going on? Where is this definition of majority? Well, they told him it was in the city charter. But when they pulled out the city charter, could not find it. Go see the clerk. Go see the county clerk. So Mr. Whalen went to the city clerk's office. She said the same thing. It's in the special charter. But when Stephen asked her to show him where it is in the special charter, no one could find it. So that's kind of been his experience. He went back and forth demanding answers from the city and the county where this is found, when it's ever been invoked before. And to our knowledge, this so-called rule has never been used in an election because there's never been an election like this. And it's nowhere to be written. So, yes, it's been a quite frustrating experience. From a constitutional perspective, we believe entirely that this is contrary to the Constitution. It's contrary to the laws of the city, contrary to the laws of the state, and frankly, really killed the joy of a young person who is trying to make a difference in his community, which I believe that we all should be encouraging, and not being subject to things like this.
I take it you're going to be asking for a ruling on Monday, the day before the runoff election?
Yes, and I understand that is, from what the judge said today, that is his hope as well.
Now, as I understand, what's the goal in all of this? There's got to be a bigger goal in all of this besides just, you know, obviously the election. But this sets, you know, a precedent for other court cases, you know, down the line as well. Is that another reason for this?
Well, of course. I mean, this will have, wide-ranging precedent. I mean, first of all, it's to hold elected officials, government officials, accountable. They're required to follow the law, not act arbitrary and capriciously. And so this is a very important case to remind government officials that what they do matters, their conduct matters. And we hope this will set a precedent and also a constitutional precedent as well around the state.
All right, then just my last question. It might be more of a question for your client, but many people wondered, okay, let's say this goes through. Let's say he wins the court case. There's no supplementary election, so he gets elected. He's an alderman. Now he has to see all of these people that he's then brought into court. How is that going to play out? Has he even thought about that yet?
I'm not going to speak to that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.